The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back.
We're back, folks. Hour number two here of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, 22nd of December, 2021. Richard Carey, host of Beyond the Official Narrative, 12 noon, Monday through Friday on RBN. Here tonight with two co-hosts. We have Stephen Douglas Whitener and William Repillum. We are taking your calls here in the second hour. This is, the last day before the holiday? Again, folks, at RBN will be closed Thursday the 23rd through Sunday the 26th. We'll be back Monday the 27th. So maybe you want to wish your holiday wishes. Maybe you want to talk about the perception out there, you know, regarding these mandates, regarding these shots, regarding dealing with your family over the holidays. I know most of us at RBN have family who think we're fringe conspiracy theorists, you know, when it comes to a pandemic. It's always hardest to convince those close to you, it seems.
I've heard that from a lot of people. I don't know. I don't, once you look at the evidence, you know, you can, it scared me at first too, but then I actually took the time to read and research it for myself. How did this PCR test get developed? Where did they get the stuff that they used, and what were they looking for? And I continued to learn more and more how corrupt this quote unquote science is. This science should be spelled with a dollar sign at the front. That's what we have now. We don't have science anymore. It's research and development. Science with a dollar sign. And, you know, truth gets lost in that equation. You know, reality gets lost eventually. And I don't know. I guess, William, your soul gets lost there.
I like what you mentioned, both of you, really, about the local level being the way to deal with this. And you're not going to get anything accomplished at the federal level, I believe, in the courts or with these leaders of whether our government here or overseas in Europe and the UK. But we have someone on the line here who actually is a great example of that. Great Tony works. In Chicago. Tony in Chicago, an excellent activist in his own right. Hello, Tony.
Yeah, Richard. Mass mental illness currently taking place on the south side of Chicago. If you go to, I don't know if you will go to it, but if you go to TLBtalk.com, I just posted a couple pictures of what's taking place here. It doesn't even do it justice. Okay, there's one of these 10-minute rapid test places, okay? And, I mean, this thing has been mobbed all week long as of last weekend, okay? And I put a couple pictures up there. I mean, minimum 30 cars just parked all over this vacant lot. It could be more, minimum. And, I mean, it was like that when I went out to protest for about an hour and a half. And then I go back, and I got to take pictures of this. This is just abject lunacy. You know, I've had a lot of really good black people stop, and they know this is a fraud and talk to me, but this is just most all black. It's mostly black women. They definitely have a paranoia problem about this, you know, fraud that they're watching on TV. But this is, it's not good. It's not good, you know, because a very large percentage, if not the majority of the white population around here are hooked into this hoax. And things are not looking good with the vaccine passport in Chicago, which you're aware of that, I assume.
Yeah. I mean, they're not mentioning like grocery stores, but pretty much everything else with Lightfoot's order. They mentioned most indoor public places, including restaurants, bars, gyms, movie theaters, other indoor entertainment venues, recreational venues where food and beverages are served. Everyone 5 and older.
Well, it didn't say stores. I assume that would be malls, though, you know, because there's food and beverage in the mall, the food court. So we'll see where this goes. Okay, personally, this is going to actually affect me on one gym that I go to within the Chicago city limits, along with my lady friend. And, you know, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be Cook County by the end of January. You know, because, see, they put the tea leaves out about this whole thing last week, and they said the Cook County Health Department suggests that, you know, businesses demand a vaccine card or a negative test within 24 hours. Okay, so you know what? This Lightfoot thing is also includes a negative test within 24 hours. Yeah, but it would be over my dead body that I would take a test, because, I mean, you saw what happened with our RBN host, Farron Shove, if you happen to listen to his show last night. Okay, he took the test, okay, and it was positive. He's not. He doesn't have COVID. He's doing well. He had a bad flu for about a week, and he had contact tracers. And I'm not saying anything that he wasn't talking about last night on the show that everybody heard. He had contact tracers immediately pound him on Monday, all day Monday, and into Tuesday. And he's fine. The guy had a flu for a week. He had a bad flu. So, and he.
Well,
he,
I,
he
I
went
understand
in.
Now. Even the CDC. Is no longer recognizing PCR tests as valid methods for diagnosing. At the end of this year, they're withdrawing their emergency use authorization request with the FDA as of December 31st. But Biden's out there ordering 500 million, no exaggeration, 500 million tests to offer to people in states as they want those Omicron numbers up.
Oh, it's exactly. Let me ask you.
CDC will have a new test.
Richard, do you have a testing? Do you have one of these test places up in your neck of the woods? You drive by?
Yeah, I mean, near like the hospital, they'll have like a tent set up in a parking lot. You'll see something like that, I think, near the one of the main hospitals in my area.
Oh, okay, because, you know, these things that I'm talking about, now, I protested one on Sunday in Orland Park, Orland Hills. I mean, this was just in some, you know, parking lot, and I went out there for 2 hours with the there's no pandemic. There's no pandemic. COVID-19 equals plandemic, scandemic hoax, www.vaccinehoax.com. So, yeah, I believe it or not, I got a pretty good reception. I mean, I had definitely had some hostility, and with the sign, when you go out and tell these people that it's a fraud, there's a number of people that they just flip out of their minds. I had a guy last night; he just flipped out on me. He was holding. holding up traffic, yelling and screaming at me out the window, calling four-letter words. I mean, that's why I'm going out, because I enjoy that. Because, you know, look, things are getting bad, dude. When we get the vaccine passport land, I'm sorry, man. This is this full court communist revolution, and I can't take this. I can't take this lightly. So
I agree. I respect a lot for doing that, Tony. I appreciate you calling in and telling us about that and going out and trying them. You never know when somebody will go there and look and wake theirself. You know, people, all of us, you get pulled out of the matrix sometime. People eventually look and say, wait a minute, something ain't right here. You know, and this government that controls our mind, it's not for us. It's not for our benefit, our health, or our preservation. It's become our enemy. It's honest. That's what has happened. I mean, you don't have to be psychic to see this. I mean, they bought out. They started, you know, after World War II, buying the feds, and then they bought the state and the local. All these prosecutors that are letting the crime go, anything they're under 950 bucks, they're not going to prosecute. They're all Soros people. He's paying for them. You know, that's just it is exactly how they did things during the revolution and the Soviet Union and Russia before it was the Soviet Union. And what you read about in the Gulag Archipelago, people need to read that book if they haven't. It's just that's what they want.
Yeah, that's a great book.
We're in a color revolution, man. I mean, I know that we knew this 2 years ago. Okay, on the bright side. And I probably shouldn't even blab this out, not that it even matters, because it may not even happen, but Pastor Eli James at Eurofolk Radio, I know a lot of people on RBN are listening to Andrew Hitchcock off there, and this, you know, Dr. Day and all that, the little bit that I do listen to RBN, so they're getting big raves. He is considering a congressional candidacy. He moved to Central Illinois, so we'll see what happens there. I don't know, Richard, if you have any interest in running for Congress, but I know you're planning on St. Petersburg next year. But if that plan gets held up, you can get on the ballot for 400 signatures. So probably about the last thing you'd ever do. But just wanted to put that out there for you. You want to run for Congress, dude. 400 signatures to get on a Republican ballot. You've got this show, you know. I wish that you've heard of Nick Fuentes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's from he doesn't live too far from where Art Jones lives. Okay, and I as much as I have, I definitely have some problems with that kid and his sexual orientation. Definitely a question mark. Even though he did go after the queers, big time. You know, I don't know. I'm not calling him gay. A lot of people think, but he admitted he never had a girlfriend or nothing. He's 23 already. But I still wish that kid would run for office, man. And, I mean, I put that on his Gab account, and I don't want to slander him or anything like that, so I didn't say he was gay. But, you know, I wish he would run for office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of these mayors, I think, are getting, marching orders for all the stages along the way here from the same sources. I mean, the city of Boston right now is implementing something very similar to Chicago as far as what will be included as of January 15th. Indoor spaces like restaurants, fitness facilities, entertainment spaces, certain meeting spaces. I don't know. I don't really see there being an end in sight as far as these blue cities. And at the federal level, they're going to keep pushing this gradually, and I mean, we see how much they're ignoring the deaths and the adverse reactions to these shots. Who's to think that? I mean, why would you think it's suddenly going to change? I mean, I don't know. That Dr. Lee Merritt, you know, she was even trained in the Navy. She became a doctor in the Navy and was a career doctor before having a private practice. But I mean, she says that these hospitals, their days are numbered, you know, and that there's going to be a day of reckoning. Basically, I don't know. I mean, why would they suddenly, when they've been just skewing all the numbers for so long, start?
I literally think
having consequences. Why would they start what?
Having consequences.
Why would they
be
having consequences?
Yeah.
I think I have the answer. because we are starting to wake up and figure out how powerful we are as individuals, as people, because we're connected to God, not to this vaccine crap. All right? This is the antithesis of God.
I know that right when the moment of conception happens, there's a spark that goes between the sperm and the egg. And that's, you can see it. They've made videos of it. I mean, that's that spark of life. That creation is what we're linked to the universe itself, man. We need to remember who we are.
Amen, brother.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think there's a transhuman agenda that is real, but they also are going to wind up with a lot of people dead before this is over with. So I think that's a motive for some of those in power. You know, hey, we're going to kill off a lot of people if you play along. You know, I think some of these, wealthy players are in it for that. But there are definitely multiple agendas. As far as the CDC withdrawing support for PCR tests, I mean, I think that it's hard to say what direction they're going with that. Tony, if you're still on the line here, I mean,
well,
so
yeah,
I don't know.
Look, they're just admitting that the whole pandemic is a fraud, okay, by doing that. But yeah, but look at what's happening, you know, in the media on the ground. What I see, there's this thing is still happening. It hasn't declined. They're actually getting away with this. Omicron. I mean, I'm just stunned. After 2 years, that's what I was screaming at this guy. Giving him two fingers, not the F-U finger, but two fingers, you know, yelling at him that, you know, he's an a-hole. You've had 2 years, a-hole, to look into this. And you still believe in this narrative. And I'm sorry, I hate to tell you, at least up in this dumbed-down, dope metropolitan area, you have to, there's almost 9 million people here, dude. There's 9 million people. I'm stunned. The majority of people still suck this down. There's not going to be a revolt up here against this. You got New York City. There's not going to. Where's the revolt there? There's not a revolt. There's a few people that got arrested. They would not leave a Cheesecake Factory and Panera Bread. Okay, you know. But I mean, yeah, we're talking about our constitutional rights here. They're taking them away through the back door on a fake pandemic. And, you know, we're an armed populace, and there has not been a revolt against this. And it's spreading. Yeah, it's in New Orleans. It's in L.A. County. It's in L.A. It's in San Francisco. It's in Boston. They announced it. Philadelphia announced it. Chicago. It will be Cook County by the end. This is spreading out, and the resistance is just simply not there. Even on the level of my resistance, which is totally legal, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm doing it just for my own psychological well-being, because I cannot just sit here and watch this happen without lashing out at it. And then I enjoy when these idiots who are sucking down the narrative after 2 years lash out at me. I actually like to screw with their minds. It just gives me a good feeling, because those people are the reason why this is still happening to us. Anyway, I'll let you guys go. Richard, run for
Tony.
Congress, Richard. Run for
Congress.
Thank you, 400 signatures, dude.
I love how you're always out there. You're influencing people outside key locations with your signs, huge signs over the expressways. I mean, and you've been back and forth to Florida and here.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
It's
wish
great
I could
work
go to
that
Florida.
You're doing.
I wish I could go down there right now, because there's sanity down there, but I'm up here. I'm stuck up here because of a relative. All right, I'll let you go, man. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
I always appreciate
Tony. Oh, man.
Merry Christmas, Tony.
Tony. Okay, so, wow. Tony is an amazing, amazing, amazing person, right? So he is just in the face of the the most ridiculousness of it. And he is just plugging along. So, kind of wish he was still here. I was trying to ask him a question.
well, maybe he was just mindful of the break that was coming up. But you know,
he's a very mindful guy. More mindful.
Well, we'll have you bring that up anyway after the break, and I'm sure he'll be hearing it, tuning in. But yeah, anyone else who wants to call in, folks, 512-248-8252. Let's hear your perspective. We'll be right back.
We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM, we got the exploitation.com, we got the pages. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up?
Update for December 2021. The Commander memberships that we have been offering have all been upgraded by Dr. Piazza to Founder memberships, a $60,000 value for a $500 donation to RBN. To get this deal, you will need to request and pay for two memberships. So find a friend or loved one that's interested and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. RBN will remind you on the air till December 30th at midnight.
See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Back, folks, here on the National Intel Report. Richard Carey here with Stephen Douglas Weitener and William Rapillo. And William, you were mentioning something before the break regarding Tony, something you wanted to mention, but I'm sure you'd still catch it out there tuning in if you wanted to mention that.
Tony has guts. He's a lot more guts than I do. He goes out there and he puts himself out there, and in Chicago, of all places, and he's been doing it forever. Like, as long as I've ever, Tony's been calling in, you know, for at least, you know, year or 2 years, or probably much longer than that. I mean, I haven't been around that long. But, and he calls us, and he has these great stories, and he's just got this voice of confidence. Tony is a badass. So I'm sorry. I'm just, you know. Anyway, so, but I want to hear about Tony. Like, he's able to go out there and do that activism, and he's gets flack from people, but what happens with law enforcement? Do they give him flack? Because it seems like from the propaganda that law enforcement is going to come down on people that are, you know, remember Lori
Lightfoot?
Well,
yeah, it depends on where you're located. I mean, well, at least when he's been near the expressway overpasses, so far the police have let him do his thing. And so it depends on where you're located, you know, perhaps in certain downtown areas of here or other blue cities, there might be cops who are less tolerant of your...
Blue cities? I thought it was Chicago.
Well, no, it is a blue city, but, you know, I mean, some of these expressway overpasses are not, you know, that they're in areas that are close to suburbs and, you know, I mean, cops in certain districts, you know, near like the downtown areas or like the gay areas or something, are going to be more political, even in the same city, believe it or not. You know,
so is Tony avoiding that?
Well, so far, like I say, I mean,
he seems like a pretty strategic guy.
Yeah, yeah, and he's had a lot of support so far with what he's doing from the police. We have to take. Yeah, you know, I mean, I wanted to mention this a bit more from overseas regarding this COVID variations, how governments are dealing with things. But maybe we can get to that a little later. We have a caller. We can at least start the call and take through the break. A couple on the line. James in Vancouver. Hello, James.
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Jack.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Something came to me about 24 hours ago, maybe a little farther ago. Let's suppose, for argument's sake, that these elite that we have to deal with kill off their, 7 billion plus people, and they're down to their 500 million, let's say. 500 million elite, okay? Now, here's the question. What's going to keep them from having a war with each other? See what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, I'd say that there would still be a battle for greed and power.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing's going to change because they are killing us, and it only makes some kind of logical sense that they're going to go after each other. Like what I'm getting is when you look at these people that advocate these shots, I've said this before to other presenters, they look demented.
Mm-hmm.
And they look like they are between a rock and a hard place, like it's damned if they do and damned if they don't. So they are not their own people. They're not in charge of their own destiny, you see.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So they, if they're listening, they're not going to get out of this. I just don't see it. See? But
no. They have to reap what they sow. They have to reap what they've sown.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. They're going to reap what they've sown. They cannot get away from that.
Well, anyway, gentlemen, thanks kindly for taking my call.
You know, James, hold on. Before you go, you know, I'll mention this while you're here. I found it interesting that over in Japan, they're putting warning labels for myocarditis on the vaccines. And they're also urging their citizens not to discriminate against the unvaccinated. So it is nice to see how they, at least for one country, care about their citizens still. But of course, you know, there's a push from the outside for them to accept some non-Japanese immigration, but it's not really had that much of an effect on the population yet. And, you know, the bulk of the Japanese people care about, those leaders care about their people.
Right.
It shows.
I've also heard that in China, in the countryside, people aren't wearing masks. That they're just doing it for, you know, to show the world that there's some kind of pandemic, which there isn't. But anyway,
always appreciate your call. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, kindly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me on what has come to be, been talking to my neighbor and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy. Well, my wife returns from taking my little girl to school. She got beads of perspiration as she tries to keep her cool. She says that mess, it don't get no better. There's gonna come a day, someone's gonna get killed out there. And I turn to her and say, Texas. She says, what? I said, Texas. She says, what? They got big long roads out there. Warm winds blowing, heat and blue sky, and a road that goes forever. I'm going to Texas. Two, three. We gotta get out of here.
are back, folks, here on the National Intel Report. Richard Carey here with Stephen Douglas Whitener and William Repillum. And let's go back to the phones. We have Dan in Washington. Hello, Dan. Hey, Merry Christmas, sir.
Hey, thanks for the show today, guys. Appreciate it. You guys are doing a good job here.
Yeah, you're at least still helping to keep that supply chain moving, Dan, right? Yeah. Things are getting pretty rough out there with all of these mandates looming and back and forth. They're saying employers are getting whiplash. I'm sure a lot of truckers are, there's a lot of gossip. I know the one guy Steven is roommates with, you know, he goes in and out of Canada, so he just went ahead and complied with the shots, unfortunately, just expecting that, you know, there's going to be no way around it.
Yeah, well, if you go to any other country, you kind of have to right now. You can't go anywhere except, I think, Mexico you can go, but you can't even leave the country unless you're vaxxed to most places. So I could see him, but I'm resisting for now. What I heard Stormfront, I think, was that today's show or yesterday's show? You said that the another court blocked the mandate now again, or what's the... As far as I know, the court is allowing the mandate, and that it's going to go to the Supreme Court. But I thought you said that it was blocked again, or was I mishearing that?
Great question,
Richard.
Uh-oh, there was Richard. Richard, I think
I got two different articles. Sorry, gentlemen. Two different articles here. As I was unmuting and trying to find both at once. But, yeah, no, it seems like one has been stalled. And this is relating to 10 states which were involved, and that one's being stalled at the moment. But then, yeah, I have this other article which sounds like one of the three mandates is still going to move ahead. So...
I think a lot of companies are not going to afford, like, I think they're all going to wait, I'm hoping, to go to the Supreme Court before they force it. I guess that's what they're all planning, right? So we have to wait for that.
So I noticed Biden. I'm going to throw a question in here real quick. Mm-hmm. So then this is definitely worth it. So if you're like me, you haven't been paying attention to how politics works for your whole life. And how the court system works, right? So, you know, this is all, I think a lot of us are probably in the same boat, right? So I'm so glad that you called in and asked this question. Now let's ask this question. So how does this work? So the mandate is set. And then a circuit court interjects and says no. And then somebody appeals it, and it goes up to the Supreme Court. But it's a circuit court in some random state, from a judge in some random state. And that circuit court decision applies to maybe more than one state. So
yeah,
it's all very confusing.
Yeah.
Like, how does it work? Can somebody explain how that works? Is it completely arbitrary? Does it depend on which judge rules in that state, which other states it affects? Because it seems like originally the circuit court, I think it was the fifth, and by the way. Which circuit court is it? Is the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth? Okay, it happens to be the fifth in this case. And how does that apply? And then why does it apply to other states when it comes from one state?
I think it applies federally, right? I mean, because whenever they block the immigration thing, it would just be like one court in San Francisco said, no, you can't do that. And it applies federally, but I could be wrong because I know there's, or maybe it only applies to the states that are suing, because my friend had that same question, because not all states are in that lawsuit even. But as far as I know, it blocks it. But it is the Supreme Court, so they either have to rule, but then they could just choose not to hear it, and then I think the mandate stands.
Yeah. You know I could send you the most. I could send you the most recent articles that I had on it, and well, the one mentioned the 10 states. You know, a federal judge out of Missouri has issued a temporary hold on the mandate for federal contractors in 10 states while litigation plays out. That was on December 21st. Most recent update on that. The other one I heard was from December 18th. Appeals court allows Biden private business COVID-19 vax mandate to take effect, setting up Supreme Court shutdown for private employers of companies exceeding 100 people.
Yeah, so. I think it's got to go to the Supreme Court just from, I mean, I don't know the difference between circuits or the hierarchy of power, really.
Yeah, well, that took place in Cincinnati. A Cincinnati-based 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals dissolved the stay entered by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court last month on nationwide mandate. And so that was for a January 4th deadline faced with 84 million U.S. workers, the rule issued by OSHA that was affecting. And so now, yeah, we're hearing about these 10 states with the federal judge in Missouri. So, yeah, I mean, again, I mean, the state level is where anything is going to be won, it seems, at the moment. And if it gets to the Supreme Court for something that affects everyone, all 50 states, I don't know. At the moment, I have a feeling the Supreme Court will be in favor of the establishment, unfortunately.
I'm afraid so, too. Look what they did with the election fraud. There's no way this is not going to end the country, too.
They're just nothing. Supreme Court is meaningless. Meaningless.
That's a good point. Is they they can just choose not to hear it, and then I think that last court decision stays, right? If they just say, "Oh, we're not going to hear that,"
but I think you're correct.
Exactly. I agree. I don't like Trump.
It's traitors.
Amy Comey Barrett. You know,
she's a piece horrible piece of garbage. Yeah,
but. You never know. They might come through. I mean, I don't know. And that was the reason I called. You know, the movie he played, Richard, was really good with Bill Gates, Meet Bill Gates, that Corbett report. But so I'm watching more what Bill Gates says. I mean, is that, what do you guys think? Is that the end game? It's really just to push this vaccine passport system, the cashless control grid. But then Bill Gates is saying it could be over in 2022. So this could just be like kind of a drill, I'm hoping. And maybe Bill Gates is right. If he's saying it's over in 2022, maybe they battle planned it all out with their AI. They know how people will react, and maybe they'll be there for a while. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, there's the Rockefeller report from 2010. What is that called? I forgot, Richard. It's
Planet
Operation
Lockdown.
Lockstep. Operation Lockstep. That they plan for there to be a certain amount of resistance to what they're doing right now. So they already planned this, and they already planned for there to be a certain amount of resistance. So we have to understand that the resistance that is happening, they may have already planned for. We don't know what scale of resistance they planned for. But we know that in that document, they say that they had planned for resistance, and they were planning to do exactly what they said that they were doing, that they're doing now, right?
So
now.
Suddenly Bill Gates was in the public eye again, talking about how, well, this could be over during 2022. And, you know, he's, of course, pushing the compliance factor and the shots
exactly
as a major, but I think
you comply.
I think it's going to go into 20. I think it'll go into 2023 at least. They can get away without too much of the damage from the shots, the adverse reactions and deaths, until at least 2023. And I think they want to get as many jabs in arms before then, to desensitize the population to this gene alteration. And of course, if a lot of people are infertile and or dead, that's just a, you know, an extra bonus for them. But yeah, I do see all of these agendas overlapping, and at the local level, we have to just start building parallel communities, you know. And anything else?
Yeah, think about how much energy we're putting into contemplating these globalists all the time,
right.
and how that is an opportunity cost for the energy that we could be putting into our local communities, and we're not putting in there because that's where we have the
power. Well, we have one more caller to get to, Dan. But
last thing is just I'm reading Daily Mail headline. It says Omicron crash on U.S. with 60% infected by March, 140 million new infections. And then it says 90% will never show symptoms. Okay. Anyway, that's all I got. Brilliant. Have a good day, guys. Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, that says it all. I think that just
because
says it all.
Because you're an asymptomatic spreader.
Yeah.
This new thing that just came out of COVID, asymptomatic spreading.
Well, as long as everyone gets all their boosters, that's the important
thing. The science. Follow the science.
And we need these digital passports. Oh, that's what's going to really save lives and get us back to the new normal, you know, so that Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates can get everyone on, you know, on the dole with tracking and artificial meat.
Yeah.
John in Michigan. Hello, John. Welcome to the show, sir. Hello. Merry Christmas.
Hello, gentlemen. These are nothing but kill shots. They're not vaccinations. What they have in them is very destructive to our bodies. So it's all a very diabolical agenda. And going back to this mandate, Webster's Dictionary, it defines mandate as an authoritative command. So it's not a law. And to test that, I was at a school board meeting, unusual, in the 90s, and I questioned the waiver issue on their August form letters. They didn't have much highlighting that waiver form. It was all law, law, law. And the county nurse was in the audience right next to me stating it was a law. And I said, well, I'd like to see it. This is in Michigan. And she says, well, it's not really a law. It's a mandate. This was back in the 90s. I said, well, what does a mandate mean? And she says, well, it means that if they don't have 95% compliance with the vaccine program, that they start taking away funding. Ralph Winterroud, who's on this network, has stated that all of these mandates, these directives, these orders, have to be published in the Federal Register. The Federal Register was established by Roosevelt in 1935, to get control over all these agencies. And even the president is considered an agency in this new corporate entity or design. So no one's that I know that is discussing these mandates, is talking about where are they published in the Federal Register. And the rules and regulations there, if they don't follow them, then the only people that it applies to are the people within those organizations that are given the orders. So, and Ralph has stated that he's gone there to look for these publications in the Federal Register, and they're not there. So all of these people that are so-called lawyers that are not really doing their job in exposing all of this are part of the problem, too, because it's going to expose their fraud, too, that they aren't they're committed to the bar. But the Federal Register,
you're right,
gentlemen, is the answer.
That's
for
the beauty
all
of it, isn't it?
Pardon me?
No, I've listened to Ralph about the Federal Register, and these aren't enforceable. That is a good point. I mean, of course, all these mega corporations and big box stores, these giant employers, they're going to follow it because they follow the politics and what they're told from the money men, basically. So, unfortunately, I mean, on the level of the largest corporations, though, they'll comply because they're all in, you know, with the whole World Economic Forum agenda. But if
it's exposed, gentlemen, that this is all fraud, that they do not have the authority to do this, then these corporations have nothing to stand on, because if they're unless it has judicial review according to Ralph and has legal effect on the citizens of the states, then they have no authority except within their own agency, because they're all agencies coming from the corporate development back in 1871. And an agency does not have the power to do these things, and that's why the Federal Register is there to control that. So these corporations, if they're following the mandates, well, a mandate is just authoritative command. Where'd they get their authority? They don't have it. So that it's not being exposed, and that would solve so many things that we're dealing with.
This is the first time I've heard this. This is the truth.
I would hope that the Supreme Court would hold to the letter of the law.
Don't hope that. Yeah. Forget the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court is nothing.
Well, they set the standard a lot of times that further cases are ruled upon.
Meaningless institution.
You sound like you're breaking up a lot there, John.
Losing that digital tiling there.
I'm sorry, guys, but the Supreme Court is a meaningless institution run by meaningless people. Forget about it.
Yeah, let's just skip the break if we could, Mike. I appreciate it.
I just want to reiterate, the Federal Register has our solution. If it's not published there, these agencies are rogue. They're outside of their jurisdiction or authority and cannot force it. Now, I know they've got the guns and bombs and everything, but exposing their illegitimacy is one way to do it peacefully.
Yeah. Getting them to admit that they're not following the Constitution is one of their Achilles' heel.
Stephen, do you want to add to that?
In 1871, the Constitution was nullified by the Rockefellers, Rothschilds with their new corporation. We're having two parallel the offices haven't been filled. And according to Ralph, in 1993, the Voter Registration Act eliminated all local elections. So getting these things exposed, I think, is better than just talking about who's going to try to solve it, because they're all part of the problem. Okay, gentlemen, God bless you. Have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, Kwanzaa, and whatever else you want to celebrate. Festiva, whatever.
What's Kwanzaa?
All right, thank you for the call, John.
Yes.
Thank you.
Stephen, do you want to add to that?
Since 1871, that's when they put the latest round of debt on we won the revolution against the empire, but not against the Bank of England. You know, they came in right afterwards and then manipulated us into a civil war. And I think that's what they're going to try to do again. I haven't followed all of it like that, but from 1871, they reincorporated the United States as a corporation. Yeah. And it had to do with the 14th Amendment and all that, and ever since then it's not legitimate. If you ask me, we need to go back to the states and the local level, and I think they will fracture this again, this country again. That it's illegitimate. You know, we don't have the authority anymore. And I would agree.
We can work our way back up into the states, but we have to get the county first.
Yeah.
And when we get the county, the other counties are going to do it too. But you got to get your sheriffs out of the Freemasonry system.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not to say good luck, but that's what's got to happen.
I think you're right. It's the only solution. I don't know if it will happen or not, but it is the only solution I can think of. Any other road leads to, quote-unquote, benevolent slavery and genocide, according to their own document.
Yeah, call them up and figure out where they're coming from. You know, if the sheriff calls you back directly, that's kind of a good sign. If the deputy calls you back, that's not so good. You want to be able to talk directly to your sheriff.
Yeah, it depends. I'm thinking about locally. We have, I'm in upstate South Carolina, and there's one sheriff who says the right things, but back in this other county, which I'm actually live in, the one who was here during the 70s was very corrupt and ended up federal marshal. And I mean, I don't know. South Carolina is a battleground right now. Florida seems to have common sense. They They're putting a lot of money in trying to flip South Carolina, where they have Georgia and North Carolina to a large extent. You know, that election fraud that they committed in Georgia was obvious. There's, I mean, all over. You know, they're doing things right in front of our face. It's disgusting.
Call your local sheriff's department and hold them accountable for being corrupted by the money.
Yes, exactly. You said something about if they call you back on a recorded line. I heard mentioned in this previously. Yeah. That could be a bad sign too. But you know, it's like maybe
or call somebody else's local sheriff.
You know,
it doesn't matter if you call your own sheriff.
You want to get a feel for local counties as well.
If you want to play it safe, mm-hmm. that's a good strategy. You don't if you're worried that your own sheriff is going to come after you, just call mm-hmm. somebody else's local sheriff.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a good
call
point.
Call four of them.
Test the waters and make sure that more and more of them are aware that we're paying attention.
Yeah.
That's a good first step. Certainly.
Yeah.
We're looking for freedom, and are you delivering?
And eventually the corporations will start getting more frightened as well. I mean, there's already references to them getting whiplash from not knowing what to do with the back and forth with these quote-unquote mandates. But, I mean, you know, we have some grandstanding out there at the moment. An airline CEO from some Ryanair airlines is calling for unvaccinated idiots to be ostracized from society. He's yeah. saying they should be completely cut off from society, including not being able to travel, go to the supermarket to get food, or go to the pharmacy to get medicine.
Yeah, give me a badge of honor from that guy. I'll make a shirt.
Michael O'Dear.
Such and such, Michael O'Dear. The pilot says, "I'm an idiot because you're a sheep."
Yeah.
Michael O'Dear with a sheep face and a mask on.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you, William. I saw another guy say anyone who's unvaccinated should be denied hospital services and medical insurance. They comply. It's all about the compliance. And, you know, I guess that the genocide.
I'm a psychotic, and you must behave.
Yeah.
You must act like everyone else. You must. You. I'm Psycho Boy.
Yeah, then I'm reminded of Joe.
Well, we had the French.
We had Soy Boy, and now we have Psycho Boy.
We had the French health minister admitting vaccine passports are disguised vaccine mandate. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, the.
Hey, guys. Hey, this is Mike. We're yeah. pretty much out of time now. I just wanted to apologize to the couple of callers that were hanging on there. We'll be back Monday. I just want to make sure everybody knows we're not going to be available on the phones until Monday. So if anybody needs to donate by credit card, we will be doing that starting Monday. And I'll try to post some stories over the weekend to the website and. Like I said, we'll be back Monday. We're off next Friday. Just wanted to kind of throw those announcements out there and make sure nobody was looking for us to answer the phones at the office. I'll monitor the voicemails. If anybody has any emergencies, wants to know what's going on, I do get voicemails, so I can monitor those. So if you call the office, just hit extension 3, leave a voicemail. I'll check those periodically. Other than that, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, awesome. You guys.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't!
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.